Murph and Mark are joining us live. John Murphy and Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living. Well, the battle between Josh Allen and Sam Darnold, round one, goes to Darnold. And Murph, this was tough because it seemed like the Bills let it slip away, didn't they?
Yeah, it felt that way. It felt like the Bills were in control, even though they didn't have a huge lead. It felt like they were in control for most of the game. And then in the fourth quarter, things got away from them. They had the three-point lead with a couple of minutes left to play, and it was a really well-executed drive by the rookie Sam Darnold that moved them downfield and allowed them to get the victory. It was I don't think it was a particularly well-played game for either team, but it was interesting anyway, and it was a tough one for the Bills to see get away.
You know, Mark, another game with Josh Allen rushing for over 100 yards. It's incredible to see, really exciting, I think, for everybody watching the game, knowing that he can kind of take off at any play. But are you worried at all that this might be holding him back as far as developing as a passer, that he's always looking to run or always maybe has to look to run, given what he sees out there?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes he abandons the play a little bit too quickly, but it's an asset for him. There's no question about it. I mean, he won't be able to run with the regularity that he's running now, and I don't think he will as he matures and continues to mature. But certainly it's a big asset, and the idea is to be able to use your legs to extend the play, and he did that a couple times yesterday as well. But I think Bills had about 180 yards rushing, I think, and he accounted for just over 100 of them, I believe. But there's some times when the defense is in man coverage as well that when you see those opportunities that you need to take them. And he did some good things yesterday, and then there were a couple throws that he made that were probably ill-advised. And when he reviews the film, he'll say, yeah, probably shouldn't have made the throw in that situation. And they turned it over a couple times, which was something that's difficult to overcome if you want to be victorious.
Yeah, John, Allen became the second quarterback in NFL history yesterday to rush for at least 90 yards in three consecutive games. And he joins Fred Jackson, Thurman Thomas, and O.J. Simpson as the only Bills to ever run for 95 or more yards in three consecutive games. What does that say to you?
I think they're a desperate offense. They don't have a whole lot going on. That's what it says mostly to me. And Josh Allen is demonstrating himself to be the best available offensive option on the ground that they have right now, which is not really the template for success. You know, somebody cited some of those historical markers to Josh in the postgame locker room yesterday, and at the podium, and he said, "Yeah, I don't really care about all those records when we lose." And I think that was probably the absolute correct and response to have, because I mean those records are nice and they're interesting and they're almost peripheral, though. You know, none of that equals victories when the quarterback's running that much, so that was unfortunate.
Yeah, we hear Sean McDermott after every week, Mark, talk about they're a young team, they're letting some young guys get a chance. I'm wondering, you know, aside from Josh Allen, aside from the quarterback play, who are some of the young guys who have stuck out to you over the past couple weeks?
Well, Robert Foster and Isaiah Crowell, I mean, those two guys have been dynamic, and they have added a dynamic component to the passing game, which was sorely missed early in the season, and they give the team a vertical stretch component to the offense. And, I mean, Foster had his best day as an NFL player in his young career, and Isaiah Crowell continues to be really dynamic in the short and intermediate spaces because he's so quick and difficult. So it gives him that jet sweep option, which he scored a touchdown on the 15-yard run, and just gives him some opportunities, gives Josh Allen opportunities when he can escape from those particularly nickel cornerbacks that he's usually being defended by. So, I mean, those two guys have been great. It's hard for me to tell live what's going on inside with the offensive line, but, you know, I think Wyatt Teller, obviously the fact that he's been maintaining that position for a number of weeks now, it gives you an indication the coaching staff feels that he's progressing pretty nicely, and they need to figure that situation out well and see what happens. Levi Wallace made some plays yesterday, and, I mean, the defense continues to play at a pretty high level. But those young guys at the receiving core are the two that I think have made the most progress here and really kind of changed what the Bills can do offensively here in these last few games.
John, what about that hit on Steven Hauschka yesterday? Do you think that affected him for the rest of the game?
Yeah, I asked him about it afterwards, and he said it did. You know, I'm not sure if that's the reason why he elected to have squib kickoffs from then on. It might have been because Andre Roberts, the Jets return man, had some incredible returns and some You know what? He had a 26-yarder that was cut in half by a penalty, but a 51-yarder and an 86-yarder. And then they elected to kick the squib kicks. But, yeah, Hauschka told me it did bother him, and he was kind of concerned about the field goals that he attempted in the second half. And he said he's going to have to see how he feels today. I'm not sure what the future holds for him, whether he might miss time or not, you know, based on the back injury that he suffered on that hit.
Yeah, Mark, watching the replay of that hit, I mean, as a player, what's going through your head when you see somebody take advantage of your kicker like that?
Yeah, frustrating because it was uncalled for and unnecessary. And you know, I don't think it was a violent hit, but he hit him pretty hard in the back. He didn't know it was coming. And when you don't know it's coming, you can't prepare for the hit, and that's what causes some problems sometimes. Yeah, I'm not surprised what John was saying, that it affected Steven a little bit. But uncalled for, and I think, you know, some of his teammates want to come to his aid there had they known it happened, but everything happened behind the play. But it's just, again, it's an illegal play, and it wasn't flagged because the officials didn't have any sight line to it, but unnecessary and shouldn't really happen. I mean, you want to respect the game, respect the tradition of the game, respect the opponent, play hard, but certainly don't want to do those things. And that injury, you know, that brings up the Matt Milano thing, too. I mean, I'm not sure what the situation is there, but, boy, he's been playing really well and has matured so nicely here in his second year. You know, I hope that injury is not as serious as it appeared when they had to take him off the field.
Well, there's still some meaningful football left, even though the Bills are out of the postseason. But, John, I mean, even this upcoming New England game in a couple of weeks, the Bills could play spoilers there, couldn't they?
Sure, and that's motivation for him, too. I think the real focus will be on continued development, especially of Josh Allen. You know, I think, you know, three games left, and he's got a chance to improve in those three games. And I think there are several players, and Mark talked about the young receivers earlier, several players trying to make a good positive impression for next year's roster, too. So all of that comes into play in these final three games of the season.
All right, John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills broadcast team, joining us, wrapping up the Bills' loss to the Jets at home yesterday. They are back at home next week to take on the Lions.